So here we start a fresh piece of Gemara. Not a fresh piece of Gemara, but a fresh perspective and a fresh set of issues. We enter the world of Mechitzas. There are a whole slew of Mechitzas issues coming up. And just in this morning's Seder alone, you had a chance to already at least touch on several. Let's take a look for now at two key pieces of Gemara, Dav Dal and Amud Aleph, and then the bottom of Dal and Beis Yonah to Amud Aleph. Come and take a look. Ha'isa Gavoa, this is coming from, again, throughout Dal and Aleph, onto Dal and Beis, we're officially still in the world of Esra Mama. And there were a whole series, when we began the Big Dabam Gilman Beis, Rashi said, a whole series of Piskei Dinim from the Amoraim, from the later Amoraim often, different situations where you have over 20 and you want to fix it in this way, that way, or the other way. But our focus is really turning from the din of Lamal Me'esrim to the other issues that are going to come up in the context of Lamal Me'esrim. We're really turning to a series of different Mechitzas issues. Here we are with a little letter Gimel, on 10 lines or so from the top of Dalam and Alf. The Sach is over 20 Amos, but they're little bits, it's not a neat mat, it's a more natural mass of Sach. So the mass of the schach is over 20 amos, but there are branches and bits and pieces sticking down into 20 amos. So the question is, where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line at the very lowest bit of schach? Are you looking at where the mass of the schach is? So the Gemara says, the question is, how thick is this, are the pieces that are hanging down? If the hutzim that are sticking into the within 20 are thick enough that they alone create rov tzel, right? Rashi says, imtzilasam shel osam hutzim meruah mechamasam, the hutzim alone, the hanging ends, the hanging tips themselves generate so much shade. What do you mean so much shade? Rashi says, if you would delete all the schach that's above 20 amos, only if you would imagine you only have the schach that's below the 20 amos line, if the below 20 amos schach alone is tzilasim rebich hamasa, so then it's kasher. Demanin and esrim mehenu l'malk. Then you could count. That counts as schach. That counts as schach, so I can say that I'm within 20 amos of the schach. But if not, then not. Right? But in lav, if it's not tzilas mimichamos, then psula, then that doesn't count. Interesting, Rashi used the word count. Maninan. Like counting. Usually it means to count like 1, 2, 3. It sounds like he's using the way we use count colloquially, that it matters, it counts. And he may mean literally, you're counting 20. You know, 1 amos, 2 amos, 3 amos. But anyway, the interesting usage in Rashi, right? But either way, Rashi is saying, look, you have the hutzim yardim, so if the hutzim yardim, those hanging tips, are themselves very, very heavy and thick, and they create tzilas mirichamasad, that's the shear. If that amount is tzilas mirichamasad, then that counts as schach, and that's lahakel. We can say the schach is not so tall, because the bit that hangs below 20, already counts as schach. But if you have a few tips hanging down, but those tips alone are nowhere near Rov Tzel. So then it's, I'm sorry, that's not the Schach. The Schach is really the main part. The Schach is Tzel Tzimri B'chamosa. Well, the length of this obviously takes us back to the very beginning. Very, very beginning. The definition of Sukkah is that it's a Davar HaMesech. It's an item which gives Tzel. Schach is the shade. So by definition, if the bits that hang down don't give rove shade, then that's not, I can't call that the schach. The schach is the part that gives the shade. Okay. So then the question is, how do you apply it in the flip case? Because this first case, where it's the schach is too tall, everyone agrees to the din. That tzilas mirichamasa is the deciding factor. How about the reverse case? And that's not a problem of the sukkah being too tall, it's a problem of the sukkah being too short. That Mishnah said everyone agrees, sukkah has to be 10 tefachim. Let's say the sach is over 10 tefachim, but you have hutzim yardim. My sukkah is, let's say, 3 feet higher, so 3 feet is around. The machlok is exactly what the shear of 10 tefachim is. Let's say approximately a yard, give or take, maybe a drop more. Right? So, okay, so I have my sukkah is around yay tall, and the schach is like this. But there are bits that are hanging down into my head as I'm sitting in my little sukkah. I had this chus once to see someone in this room build himself a sukkah that he, over the course of Yantiv, a sukkah that he had built, he had, in addition to family sukkah, he built his own minimal size sukkah. No? Why not? You can do that. And it's 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim high. The question is, I'm seeing a sukkah 10 tefachim high. It's a little cozy, but okay, it's a one person sukkah. It's like you go to a camping store. And they sell two person tents, they sell eight person tents, they sell one person tents. So you have a bivy sukkah. You have a one person sukkah. It's fine. The problem is, how this chach is not so neat. I didn't get a little piece of mat. I got I took some branches from the pine trees. So it's mostly above 10 tefachim. I built 10 tefachim walls, and I put out a whole mass of pine branches on top, and some of the branches are sticking down. So Savar Abaye Lemei Mar Abaye thought that, look, same logic. Im chamasim mitzilasim ksheira. It's the same logic in reverse. Where should I measure sach from? Well, it depends. If the hutzim yardin themselves give tzel, so that's a reis chach, you've got to measure hutzim yardin pasul. But if the hutzim yard just one or two little branches that stick in, but it's not enough to give tzel, so by the same logic that we were machmir, by the mal miyasim, we should be makel by asar tvachim. That was Abaye's take. Rava says, nein. Rava says, how could you say that? Ha, diras rucha hi, ve adam darbe diras rucha. Rava says, I'm sorry, if you have hutzim yardim, even if they are minimal, even if they're not so significant that it's still a problem because this is a rotten dira, literally a rotten dira. It's a rotten place to live. It's a rotten place to live. Yeah. Good question.
What is Rava's gather for dira?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we came up with truth that we had mentioned this. I mentioned this gemara a while ago when we were learning a Tosis earlier. That might be the pshat and the Tosis on Beis and Beis, Yemassel, come on. And Tosis suggested to be like Lul Shaltar Nagolim is possible. What do you mean? It's the right size. It's beyond the minimum width, it's beyond the minimum height. So what does it matter that it's sort of awkwardly shaped? It feels, so it could be the same idea. That's not enough to fit the technical requirements. If it's supposed to be a dira, it has to be somewhat reasonable. So it's going to be so annoying to have this chach sticking into my head. That's it. Now the problem, and then we'll take more questions. The problem that should have struck you this morning, when you look at the next Gemara, is and you skip to the bottom of Dalam Abayz, where the Gemara is finally done with the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah was Lamal Miyasser, and now the Gemara moves on near the two dots above Dalam Abayz to the next line of the Mishnah. She'ino Gvar Asar Tvachim is no good. The Gemara says, fresh start. We have a din the Mishnah. If it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it's possible. The Gemara says, well, where'd that come from? Inolan. Where's that from? If it didn't arise, where's it from? So the Gemara says, here at the bottom of the diamond base, Itzmar. The Rav, first the Gemara gives sort of the background of who's saying it. There's a complicated line to read. Rav and Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechan and Rabbi Chaviva Masnu. These four Amaram, or very late Tanaim, Amaram, first generation Amaram, they all said the following. Rashi explains, Masnu lahach milsnu l'kaman. They all said the following piece. But now the Gemara, before telling us what these four Amaram say, the Gemara jumps in with a little bit of a footnote. Bekula seidin amoeid kol ki haizuka chalufi Rabbi Yechan ma'ayli Rabbi Yonasan. Throughout Seder Moed, whenever you have this set, there were some Amaram who had the tradition of Rabbi Yonasan instead of Yochan. Okay, so it's either these four or those. It's either Rav Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Yochan and Rabbi Chaviva who said the following, or it's Rav Chanina Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Chaviva who said the following. Either way, what did they say? So here we pick up three lines from the bottom. Aron Tisha Kaporas Tefach. Here we are. How fortuitous, right? Parshas Truma, we're in the week of Parshas Truma. And here we go. So the very first item that's described Parshas Truma is the Aron. Right? And there's a whole lot to say about that for some other time. The fact that even though they didn't build the Aron first, but the description begins with the Aron, which is also true in the fourth parak of Rama's Beis Bechira, not for maybe for some other time. But the Mishnah, the Amram said, look, that Aron itself was Amo V'chetzi, Komaso, right? As I state, we learned it this morning. Right? Amma v'chetzi kamos, an amma and a half, that's 9 tfachim tall. And then you had a kapores on top, the gold lid, which was a tefach, tarei kanasara. So the height from the floor of the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash, to the top of the Aron Kaporas combination was 10 tfachim. Okay. Harei kanasara. Uchziv, so far so good. What do I do with that? Uchziv, v'no adati l'chasham, v'dibarti t'chami ala kaporas. Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to build the Aron, you're going to build the kaporas, and the Shechina, the light, or whatever it was that's demonstrative, that signals the increased presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be above the kaporas, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to experience the direct nevuah there. The voice is going to emanate from that spot. That's a long Rashi beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Okay, so you have the top of the kaporos is 10 tefachim off the ground. The Shechina, Pasuk says, is going to rest right above the kaporos. This Anya coming onto Hamid Aleph, and we have a Brisa says the following: Rav Yosi Omer. Rav Yosi records, sounds like a tradition that he had. May all be yod the Shechina lamata, for the olam Moshe Velio lamarim. The Shechina never came all the way down to the ground. It came all the way down. Moshe and Eliyahu never went all the way up. Why? Shenemar. He says, not just I understand the pasuk. Hashamayim shamayim l'Hashem v'aros nasan l'vnei Adam. And a pasuk in Halal. Shamayim is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives us space on the Oretz. Gemara says, really? L'yod Shechina l'mata. And the Shechina never came down. What do you mean? We had it a couple. We had it. Pasha Yisra, Pasha Mishpat. And the Torah describes the Shechina on Har Sinai. Gemara says, "Nah, that was all lamal me asara tvachim. That was all above asara tvachim." So there you go. And the Gemara goes on to discuss in greater detail other cases all above asara tvachim. The point being, like you're the Shechina lamata. The Shechina never came below 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim. The Shechina rested, the Pasuk says, on the top of the Aron, top of the Kaporos, but that wasn't considered Aretz. At the top, Rashi and Hamad Aleph, Ukra Ksiv, the Al Kaporos Yarad, the Torah says that the Shechina did rest on top of the Kaporos, the Shema Mina, Lamal Me'asar Mifsaka Rishusa. And above 10, that's a different Rishus. As long as your Mechitzas go up to 10 tefachim, you're good to go. And there are a number of Adkan the Gemara. The Gemara then gets into a whole sort of side discussion. Is there trying to prove or disprove Rav Yossi's assertion about lo yard Shechina lamata? But let's stick with this core point for now. What just happened? The Mishnah has a din that the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high, right? And what was it? And the Gemara wants to know where did it come from? A whole slew of Amarim, those four said, "Oh, it's a pasuk. What's a pasuk? Because you see from the pasukim about the Shechina that up until 10 tefachim was one rishus, and above 10 tefachim was different rishus. The Shechina would come down, but only would stay at least 10 tefachim off the ground." Now, one question we're not ready for just yet is, what does that have to do with mechitzas? Okay, we'll have to come back to that. Well, Shechina, mechitzas. But in an even larger question, we have to know that's sort of question number two, which we're not going to deal with right now, is how mechitzas flow from Shechina. How do the details of the drasha work? But the more basic question that you should ask yourself in thinking about the first Gemara and the second Gemara is, what bothers you? Anything bother you by these two Gemaras? If you learn Daf Dalam and Beis after having learned Daf Dalam and Aleph, anything strike you as strange? Yeah. Well, or to put it differently, we need Minalan. We have a whole Jerusha that mechitzas have to be 10 tefachim because of Rishuyo, so we have to start figuring this out. What do you mean? Diras Rucha. Rabbi just said, Diras Rucha. Rabbi just said, Diras Rucha. What do you mean? He said that Hutzin Yardin Mammy Asara Puzzle. Dear Sruch.
Why, though? But you're saying, why, for example, you're saying it's not a nice dira. Why? Why is it not, or whatever? They're saying it's not a source. It's just it's a nice fact, but
Okay, maybe, but then this does not help me to understand Zeros Rucha.
Well, you can say why would the Shekhinah not come down more than spend 10 bucks?
Maybe. Yeah, okay, that's one possibility. Yeah, what else? Other thoughts? No.
Rabbi would hold like a bayah is kosher, if not less at 10 bucks, if not for the fact that, because we're talking about a case when the branch is like more kama than ruvus gilata. So that would be kosher at 10 bucks, just like the Gemara on Dalad and Hay, if not for the fact that it's not a dearest group. I don't see how they contradict.
Again, the Mishnah tells us, and the Sukkah has to be 10 Tzvachim high. The Sukkah is 9 Tzvachim high, Pasul. The Sukkah is 21 Amos high, it's Pasul, except according to Yehuda. And the other hand, if it's 9 Tzvachim high, Pasul. The Gemara says, why is it possible if it's 9 Tzvachim high? It says, I have a Drasha, Shechina, etc. What Drasha? Say, Dearest Rukha. But why need Drasha for? Now, you could have told me, okay, well, it's even better to have a Drasha. Okay. You might also think the following. And we're going to let this. Today we're just getting our feet wet in the Gemara, so we'll begin to develop ideas some more. What are you not bothered by the question?
What is the question? I don't understand.
Really?
What is the question?
The question is, the Gemara in Davdala Beis feels the need to tell me a fancy drusha to explain how I know that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. Because al pidin a rashus is defined 10 tefachim, so and so. What do you mean? Rava just told me in the previous Amud that it's just it's too unpleasant to be kosher. It doesn't have to be diras kava, sukkah, but it has to be dira. It can't be not really dira at all. So if it's dira srucha, if you have things sticking into your head, and that's not even dira sara. That's not even good at all. So once you say that, so every sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim is not kosher. So we have to have a drasha for it. Who needs a drasha? So maybe this will help. Maybe this will help you to appreciate the kasha, and maybe we'll start to set up an answer. Is let's go back to Daf Dalet Amud. Let's go back to the opening Gemara. What are Rav and Abaye arguing about? If you have to nail down what they're arguing about, yeah.
If you can't apply the concept of this deletion and Tama and Tila to something that's only a tefachim, Abaye would say, probably Rav would say it's not a deer circle, we have no problem with that. Rav would say it's a deer circle, so none of your calculations make sense.
Correct. What they're arguing about factually is, do you have the right to ignore schach, the hoots and yardim, they're not schach. So what underlies that, presumably, I think when you look at this Gemara, what hits you is that they're arguing about what's the nature of the din of 10 tvachim. When they say they have to have 10 tvachim, so Abai is looking, it's like a formal din, there's a rule, mechitza has to be 10 tvachim. And by the way, that sort of rule is rooted in the drasha on the Dal and Beis Hei Alf. The definition of Roshus, the definition of Mechitza, we'll have to get to the details of the mechanics of how you see from Aron, but it's not it's a formal shear. The shear of Mechitza, ten tefach. Boom. Rava is saying, put that aside, there's a practical aspect. It's not called dira if it's less than 10 tefachim high. So even if Alpi Halacha, formally, this is, that schach doesn't count, and therefore technically I have 10 tefachim, but if it doesn't work, Rav is saying, leaving aside the formal din of mechitzas, which is true in Hilcha Shabbos, let's say also, when you have a mechitza for Shas HaYachid, that too has to be 10 tefachim. Rav is saying that when it comes to sukkah, there's a need for dira. It has to be livable. Just similar to the fact that by sukkah, it's not enough to be 4 tefachim wide, like by Shabbos, it has to be 7 tefachim wide, 6 or 7 tefachim wide, or maybe even 4 amos, because it has to act, as to service us as a dira, he says the need for 10 tefachim is not just a formal shear, it's a practical matter of it being usable, livable. So if, even if al-pidin, I do have 10 tefachim of space because the pieces hanging down don't count, yeah, but practically speaking, it's not livable. What we're seeing, and we'll have to pick up with next time, is apparently even Rava agrees that there are both dinim. In other words, the minalan on Dalma Beis is the formal din of mechitzas. Apparently, Rava holds there are two. That there are two aspects, there are two reasons for your tefachim. There's a need, there's a formal din of mechitzas, ten tefachim, and then in Sukkah, there's a second aspect, which Rabbi didn't recognize, which Rava pointed out, that the second reason to require ten tefachim is dira, the usage, the functionality of the Sukkah. We'll pick up with that, Imrit Hashem, tomorrow.